You're listening to SBS News.
In Roman times, half a kilo of lavender cost a month's wages for a labourer. And in the Bible, lavender ointment was the perfume used by Mary of Bethany to anoint the feet of Jesus. Lavender remains a force to be reckoned with, even today. In South Australia, Rona and Alan Parker-Benton began planting lavender on their farm in Wellington in 1997. As their business grew in 2006, they moved the Brayfield Park farm to the rolling hills of the Murraylands, southeast of Adelaide, an area which Rona Parker-Benton says is very special.
We definitely want to put the Murraylands on the map. We see the region as being a fantastic place to live and also a fantastic place to visit.
The 1 hectare lavender field is set on a sloping cliff with views overlooking the River Murray, and the family's been running a successful bed and breakfast business since 2008. But the farm's fundamental purpose is lavender, and they're set to bloom into the lucrative Chinese cosmetic and skincare industry.
In late 2019, we received approval to export 4 key products to China. Obviously, we're a lavender farm, that's our focus, and lavender is the hero of our products. But for the Chinese and for the Asian market, we know that they love lavender, and so therefore now we've incorporated it into our skincare range.
Since launching the business full-time 2 years ago, they've noticed a growing demand from China. Ms. Parker-Benton says there have been many new challenges in the highly regulated industry.
The big paradigm shift, if you like, for us as a company is that we've gone from just being a lavender farm producing a wide range of lavender products, and we're emerging into a major skincare company, and that's been a big shift for us. If somebody had said to me that it would take you 2 years to go through the journey of producing a new product, working through a new branding, a new logos, packaging, and then getting it into China for approval, I would have probably backed off at that point. But now we've done it once, we feel very confident going through the process again. But it has been challenging, and it's been a bit of a journey.
This lavender farm is only small, but it's provided a vital building block to grow into something much bigger, with plans to expand the farm into an interactive tourist destination. They found more land nearby, which is exactly right for them.
The new site is located on the banks of the River Murray. It's a 40-hectare site. It's got magnificent views over the River Murray, so there's something for everybody to see. We came over that hill and we saw the site, we saw the limestone, we looked at the shape of the valley. It's got everything we need from both a tourism perspective and a plant perspective.
The new site will include a riverfront farm gate and lavender distillery.
So the shop is not just going to be a shop. We're going to have the whole culinary experience, the skincare experience, the beauty experience, behind the scenes tours into the cosmetic area.
But Rona and Alan Parker-Benton admit the expansion has come at some expense.
Conservatively, we probably started $1 million investment, but going forward, it'll probably end up more like $2-2.5 mil.
It's been very, very hard work. Yeah. It empties the pockets a bit.
It's still the biggest risk we've ever taken. It's going to pay off, and we're quite confident of that now that we're coming out the other end of it.
According to the China National Bureau of Statistics, the Chinese cosmetics industry is worth $40 billion a year. Consumer demographics show a shift towards a younger, more affluent segment of Chinese society, eager for luxury goods such as beauty and care products. The most recent figures show Chinese consumers of cosmetic products are increasingly using online retailing channels. For the Parker-Bentons, it's an exciting challenge.
This has been a huge journey for us, and it is a great opportunity. I love getting out in the lavender. I love experimenting with new recipes and formulations. We are very pleased with where we've got to. It's taken twice as long as we thought it would, but we know that we're on the right track. Our challenge is pulling it all together over the next 12 months and creating what is our vision.
Alan Lee, SBS News.